From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Beijing issued its first clear warning Monday over Donald Trump's fiery rhetoric. Comes as state media said the Asian giant could back forces hostile to the U.S. if the president-elect follows through with threats to drop Washington's One China policy. It was the strongest signal yet from Chinese authorities that abandoning the One China policy would upset decades of carefully managed Sino-U.S. relations and end cooperation between the world's top two economies. The Syrian army has recaptured a major district of Aleppo Monday, leaving rebel fighters cornered in a small park as a battle for the city entered its final phase. A monitor and a military official say President Bashar al-Assad's forces appeared on the verge of retaking the entire city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported early Monday that the army had captured the large Sheikh Said district in southeast Aleppo. A Kurdish military group known as the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 others in Istanbul, Turkey. The blast rocked a football stadium late Saturday. A car bombing and a suicide blast targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match had ended. This man's son was one of the security officers. He said a shell hit the back of his son's head. After treatment, the son is recovering. Thieves held up a van transporting 70 kilograms of gold in a dramatic heist near the French city of Lyon Monday, according to police. This is VOA News. Mourners packed an Egyptian church Monday for a funeral service for 24 people killed in the bombing of Cairo's main Coptic cathedral, while angry survivors accused authorities of security lapses. Tearful Christians gathered in Cairo, where the Coptic Pope prayed over the wooden coffins of the victims of Sunday's bombing. Bishop Anbas Cyril is from the Coptic Church of Melbourne, Australia. He was in the Cairo church just after the attack.
Inside the church was pandemonium. There was detectives, police, bishops, priests, media, reporters. It was quite a shock to just enter into the church to see the steel ball bearings that had exploded in the bomb. And I could see the marks all over the walls of the church. I could see tissues of the bodies of the deceased martyrs plastered on the walls of the church.
So far, there's been no claim of responsibility for the Cairo attack. The U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant Stephen Townsend, says Iraq and the U.S.-led coalition fighters have killed or wounded more than 2,000 Islamic State fighters in the battle for Mosul since October. General Townsend also said there's still an estimated 3,000 to 5,000 IS fighters defending Mosul. Meanwhile, the U.S. defense chief, Ash Carter, made an unannounced visit to Iraq to meet with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and military leaders.
This hasn't been an easy fight, won't be an easy fight. But today I discussed it with Prime Minister Abadi. That was an excellent meeting with him. And we agreed it's playing out pretty much according to the plan.
Carter said recapturing Mosul is crucial to the Iraqis' hope of restoring their sovereignty. Turkey arrested nearly 200 officials from a pro-Kurdish party and struck Kurdish militants in Iraq Monday in response to this week's twin bombings claimed by the radical Kurd separatist group. The toll from Saturday's attacks rose to 44 Monday, according to the country's health minister. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens more. The militant group Al-Shabaab claim responsibility. Hong Kong's finance minister has resigned. It's a move that many see as his first step toward making a bid for the city's top job. Rumors have been around for a while that U.S.-educated John Tsang would seek office. The city's current leader announced last week that he would not seek a second term. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.